Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, Katie.
Yes?
I think you have the positive today.
Oh my gosh, let's bring some positivity up in here. And you're going to love this. Because through Pitch a Friend, singles coming together in Denver and pitching their friends.
Pitch, please.
A new way to break free from loneliness. I love that. And it's really fun. So we talked about this a while back, but now it has actually been implemented into different bars and places you can meet up with people around the Denver metro area, and folks seem to be loving it. It's really just saying that we are done with the apps, we are done with the digital dating, and we want to get back in front of people and meet face to face. And I love it because you can go to their website, Pitch a Friend Denver's, which you have to search, and then you can submit an application to Pitch a Friend, and then you put together a 3 to 5 minute proposal, and it's not a roast, so don't think of it that way. You really want to highlight your friend, and think about that. Like, if you were trying to tell people this is why you would want to date Josh, you don't want, you know, you want positive things in there. You want his good attributes. You want, you know, things that would make people think your friend is attractive. So that's what it's all about. People are loving it. Apparently, when you get, when somebody else is bragging about somebody, people accept it better than yourself.
Makes you more attractive.
Exactly.
You still have that dating profile I wrote for you.
I do. Yeah, I had that on my Hinge profile. I had that as
you should read it again at some
pictures.
Point.
I should, because it was very sweet.
Do you have it right now?
It was very. I'll have to go back and
go
look
find
for it.
It. We should read it again.
I will get it and read it, because that it was very considerate, and I think that the reason I wanted that as one of my profile pictures on my dating is because it was somebody else's description of me, you know, and so it doesn't come off as braggadocious. But I was looking at Pitch a Friend Denver. Their Instagram has all of their places that they're going to be doing events, and the next one looks like the Family Jones in the Highlands. So you can go on their website again, apply to be able to pitch for your friend, and then you just create the whole deck, right?
Would you
look
at
that? Have all the slides and everything, and you go through them.
I might show up
just like a PowerPoint presentation.
I'm gonna pitch my wife.
Jeremy,
she's been a really good wife.
That's not what
she
it's
nags
about.
A little too much about if you, leaving the cupboard doors open. And
if you have a single friend.
I was too loud this morning, apparently, and I'm going to pitch my wife.
These are not positive things. Like, you just named all negative things. That's not how you do
it. Oh, that's like, darn it.
Again, you want to highlight your friend, and people seem to really
she's very kind
like
and courteous
it.
As well.
Again, I like this because, like, that's the thing about online dating is it's hard to come off as you're not being, you know, like self-glossing. Like, you're not coming off as, you know, I am so great, and this is why.
Right, you're braggadocious,
like
essentially.
Yeah.
It's hard to be humble.
It is hard to be humble.
I make a lot of money.
Also, like, you need to be your own salesperson on the online dating thing, and that gets old. We all know. Like,
so can you bring a picture of your friend then so you know what they look like at least?
That's part of it. Like, you know, you're
this is Ron.
Exactly.
He loves making chili.
And usually the friend is also there, so that's part of it. It's
okay.
Not like,
and you look over, you point at Ron. He's like, oh, how are you doing? I love making chili.
I'm Ron.
A special family recipe. I love chili.
All right. It's the seasonings.
You got to undercook the onions.
That's Ron. But I thought a nice, positive new
I love
way
that.
A new old way
I
to date.
I love it.
There you go.
All right. What's the minus?
The school in New Zealand was getting underwear stolen from it for over a year. And finally, after more than a year of these things being stolen from kids' lockers, and they're like, I don't know what is going on. I don't know where to find it.
The gym teacher.
The culprit has been caught on camera.
Okay.
And Jer, it wasn't the gym teacher. It was a neighborhood cat. A neighborhood
It's a pervert cat.
Yes! It has been stealing children's underwear, towels, and shoes for over a year. And it was finally caught on their little closed caption cameras that they found, and the cat's name is Slinky Malinky. Slinky
Cute.
Malinky has the sticky paws.
Slinky Malinky.
Naughty kid.
Sounds like a gangster.
Right.
Hey, put Slinky Malinky on the case. The underwear bandit.
The school contacted the owner, and the owner said, yes, it's true. It's been stealing.
Cat.
And the owner didn't know where it was coming from, so it couldn't contact anybody. It just was like, why do you have children's underwear? What is going on?
You're
gonna
get me in
on?
Trouble.
What's
exactly.
that cat's deal?
I don't know. It's a like you said, it's a pervert
it's a pervert cat. It's a pervert feline right there.
The principal did say this is a good opportunity to remember or remind the students that you should always keep your gym clothes in your bags and not just in your lockers. But come on,
how did the cats know the combination?
Like, this cat. cat.
Oh, it's a smart cat.
Apparently.
A very smart kitty. Huh.
All right.
He's getting into lockers.
Yeah.
Does this cat have thumbs?
I know.
He's got a
just comes in smoking a cigarette. Time to grab some more panties.
Got you underwears.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This is kind of funny, too. A custom-made titanium prosthetic leg was lost by a swimmer. Her name was Brenda Ogden out in the UK. She's 69 years old. The prosthetic limb costs right around $3,000, and she was out in the ocean, and boom, a wave hit her and knocked her leg off.
Oh, my.
Her quote is, "I can't believe I lost it." She says, "One minute I was standing up smiling. The next minute I see my leg being washed away." This is kind of the funny part, though. I guess it traveled about 15 miles, and it ended up on a beach. Hey, there's a leg on the beach. Somebody found the leg, took a picture of it, threw it up on their social media. The post took off. People identified the owner, and Brenda got her leg back.
Yay! Oh, that's such a happy story.
The final part of this is pretty funny. Brenda got it back, and she says, "Oh, my God, the sock is even still on the foot."
Well-made leg.
It's a well-made sock, too. My goodness. There you go, guys. There's your PMI today with JKJ here at Mix.